The Malva has the right now to go to Hegdish and say that property was not in the right for the Loiva to be Makdashit, because that property was Meshubah to me. Therefore, Midrabbonin, we say you should be Poydirid, give a penny, give at least some money to Hegdish. This is exactly the Galocha, Rashi says, that it shouldn't look to people like Hegdish goes out for nothing. Because really, really, the Hegdish wasn't Chal. Since you Loiva, you know your Karkanau is Meshubah to somebody else. You know right now, if you can't pay up that money, the Malva has a right to take away your karka. It doesn't belong to you. It's like Rashi says, it's not called in your Rishus. Since it's Meshubah to somebody else, that makes it not in your Rishus. Even though it belongs to you, but it's not enough in your Rishus. Therefore, you have no right to sell it, or you have no right to be Makdashit. So the Hegdish really is not Chal. Just Midrabbanan, though, that people shouldn't think you're taking something away from Hegdish without being Poydirid, you're supposed to be Poydir on a little bit. It's none. Moistify dinner. Just take one more dinner, or Poydas on the Chosam Elu. You have a right to be Poydir of these Nechosam. So this everybody is masking to. Let's see Rashi. Rashi, Izovin Loiva Moichon Acherim. If the Loiva now sold his property to somebody else, is Kuli Yal Moloi Pligi. Everybody holds he has no right to sell it. Afilu L'Rava, D'Yom Adashav Hoye B'Shus Loiva, even if according to Rava, that says, calls the man, the Loiva didn't come the end of the month. The Loiva didn't give away his property. The property still belongs to the Loiva. Of a Moidhu, Rav is Moidhu, D'Yem Mechiros L'Acherim Mechira. The Loiva now has no right to sell his property. V'yein Hegdesha Hegdesh. It's not Chal the Hegdesh either. Why? Sherebim Meshchonim Hein L'Malva. Because he made a Mashkin. It's Meshubit like. He made it for a Mashkin. In other words, I made up. I'm taking $100 from you, and I'm telling you, in case I don't have the money to pay you back at the end of the month, you have a right to take my karka. So this karka right now is chal shibud, it's like a mashkin to you. V'yaf agav shein shaloi, even though according to Rav it belongs to me, it belongs to the loiva, of the einav rishusai, it's not in your rishus, like you don't have the right to do whatever you want with it, because your property is meshubit to the malva. V'rachamona omar v'ish ki yaktish es beisai, kodesh. We dash in my base of Rishusai, just like a normal house is in your Rishus, you can do whatever you want with it. You can use it, not use it. I've called Rishusai. Not only is it enough that it belongs to you, it has to be in your Rishus, means you can do whatever you want with it. But here, since you said this karka is Meshubah to the Malva, that you said in case I can't pay you back within the month, I have to give away this karka, it's not called this karka is my Rishus. Therefore, even according to Rava, you can't sell it, and you can't be Makdashit. That everybody is masking. That's not a machlokes. Gemara says, Ki pligi, where is the other machlokes? The Zovin Malva. Here's the case. Where the Malva right now went and sold that karka. Or else the Kiddish Malva. The Malva went right now and was makdish to karka. That's where the machlokes is. What happened again, clearly, Reuven gave Shimon $100. And I told Shimon, if you don't pay me back within the month, I have a right to take your karka. So right now, right after that statement, Reuven went right now and sold your karka. Like Reuven, Nemdon, the stomach, he's not going to have the money at the end of the month, and I'll probably take away his property, the $100 worth of his property. So right now, the Reuven, the Malva went and sold the karka. Or else right now, the Malva went and was Makdashit. Right now. And then when it comes to the end of the month, the time when he goes to Shimon and says, give me the $100, and Shimon says, no, I don't have the money. So then at that time, that's when Reuven really takes the property. Then Reuven was chayzer. Reuven says, you know what? I don't want to be makdish anymore. You know what? I don't want it to be sold anymore. I don't want the mechira to be chal. So what's the loch in such a case? Here is the machlokes. Abaye, Omer Abaye, says, l'mafrei Yehu Goyva. You should know you, Reuven, you, Malva. If he doesn't pay up the money later and you collect the property, it's considered like you got the property right away. It's l'mafrei Yehu Goyva. It's like it belonged to you all the way before. L'mafrei means from before. As soon as I gave you the money, right now we see as if the property belongs to me. So therefore, l'mafrei Yehu Goyva, kivon demotei zimnei v'loi pare, when it comes the end of the month, and the loiva does not pay the malva the $100, Shimon doesn't have the money to pay up, is the gloyi milsa l'mafreya, it's nizgala we see clearly right now from before, the mikoreb yushusei hevi koi, that this property was in your Rishus, like really belonged to you. This is Abaye Svara. That at the end of the month, when the Loiva doesn't have the money to pay up, but instead he gives up his karka, he gives up the property he owns, that property belongs to the Malva from before, from the time he gave the money. Therefore, v'shafer Agdish, since the Malva right away said, I want that property to be Hegdish, I want the karka to become Hegdish, v'shaf is oven, or else when he sold it to somebody else, either or, either he was makdashit, or else he sold that karka to somebody else, the locker is its chal. Because it's igloi lamafreya that really belonged to you at that time. So if you want to be chayzer now, you can't be chayzer. Once you're maktish something, you can't stand be chayzer. You're maktish it. You made it hegdish. It belongs to the giver right now, the gizber right now. There's a loch of an hegdish for toys, if you had a toys. But here it's not a toys. Just time you want to retract what you did, you can't do it. Who was it if you sold it? If you sold the kaka to somebody else with a kinyan, you wrote a shtar, you gave money then the mechir was chal. Now when you change your mind, you have no right to change your mind. That's what Abaye says. For Rav Rama, no. Rav holds no. True, when the Malva Ruven gave Shimon $100 a month ago, your karka, Shimon's karka, is meshuba to me. But I don't own it yet. Still belongs to you, the karka. And that Ruven right away said, I want to sell the karka, I have no right to sell it. It's not mine. That I said right away, I'm being makdashit, I have no right to be makdashit. It's not mine. It still belongs to the leiva. Why? What's the svara? Kivan dilu have the lezuzi. Because this whole month, you can't say right now it's like it belongs to the Malva. Because let's say the loiva has money to pay back. Have a misalik lubizuzi. He could always pay back with money. Really, all it was a loan here. Ruven gave Shimon $100. So really, all Shimon has to do is give him back $100. We're only saying that it comes at the end of the month and Shimon doesn't have any money to give back. So then it's chal din shibud to say that if you can't pay back the money, your karka, your property, you have to pay back instead. So, but the whole month, you can't say the property, the karka, belongs to the Malvim, because if Shimon has money, he can pay back with money. So you see, the karka really belongs to him. When do we say he loses his rights to the karka? When at the end of the month he doesn't have the money to pay up, from now on, we'll give the karka back to the Malva, back to Ruvain, and now it belongs to Ruvain. It's a shtatek tahashter kokoni. It's only right now that we say the Malva owns the karka. So therefore, even though a month ago the Malva was makdish the karka, or a month ago the Malva sold it to somebody else, and then 2 days ago he had chazori, he had charoti, he says, no, I don't want hegdish to be chal, he has the right to say no, because up until now he didn't own the karka. Up until now it's just halvor, Shimon owes me money. If Shimon pays him back the money, that's it, I don't get the karka. It's only at the end of the month when the time is up, and now Shimon doesn't pay me the $100, now I go down to take the karka. So from now on it belongs to me. If I makdish it now, avada den hegdish chal. If I sell it now, avada den it's chal. We're talking about where a month ago he was makdish it, and now he's chayzer. He says, no, I changed my mind, I don't want the hegdish to be chal. So according to Abaye, that we look as if you owned it all the way from before, as soon as you gave over the money, we consider giving over the money as if to say you get the karka then. So since at that time you were makdish it, and we look as if it really belonged to you then, the hegdish is chal, you don't have a right to change your mind. That's Abaye's svara. Rava says, no, here you have a right to change your mind. Since it's not yours 100%, because if the leiva does have money, he can pay up with money and you won't see the karka. So we don't say the karka belongs to you until actually you take it. Until actually at the end of the month, he doesn't have the money to pay you, then you go down and take possession of the property, then it belongs to you. But before that we say, no, it still belongs to the leiva, therefore what you said before doesn't mean anything. That's the machlokes Abaye v'Rava. For the Gemara Kasha now, a little bubble, come here, look, subis. Is it true that Rava said like this? That Rava says what? Only mikana labohu goiva. That when you collect property from the chayiv, we only consider it yours right now when you take it. But before, when you gave the money, nothing doing. That was just a regular loan, and the property doesn't belong to you until you collect it actually. Is that true? Rami Bachome, he said a case like this. Ruvain shemocha soda l'shim v'achrayis. Ruvain owned property, karka, and he sold it to his friend Shimon. Be achrayis. By achrayis means, what's the English word achrayis? What? Responsibility with, that let's say, there's Ruvain selling his karka to Shimon. Now, Ruvain owes money to other people. And since he owes money to other people, they have a right to collect their chayiv from the karka. So when Ruvain now goes and sells his property to Shimon, those people, they come to collect from Ruvain. He doesn't have the money. Those people have a right to go to Shimon and take away the karka from Shimon. So Shimon's going to lose his money. So in that, therefore, he takes the bachrayis. Bachrayis means that in case the property is taken away from Shimon, Shimon goes back to Ruvain and says, you owe me the money for it. That's the, what's in this word? What's the property called? Guarantee. Bachrayis is a guarantee. I'm selling to you to get with a guarantee. That let's say it's this property is taken away from you, to get a guarantee from me, I'll pay you back the money. So Ruvain Shimocha Sodil Shimon Bachrayis. I gave you, Shimon, a guarantee. If the property is taken away from you, Shimon, I'll pay you the money. V'zok v'nolo v'milva. Now, Yeah. What? Okay. All right. He's making it into a guarantee now, right? The zok for nola b'milva. Now also, Shimon doesn't have any money on the spot. Shimon doesn't pay for the field right now. So Shimon says, I'm making it a milva. In other words, I'm making it like I owe you the money. Really, I'm buying Reuven's property for $100. I don't have the money right now. So I write like a chayv, I owe you $100. Zok for nola b'milva. I write you a chayv now, that now I owe you $100. Umeis Reuven. And now Reuven dies. Now if the Reuven dies, v'yosa b'achayv the Reuven. Now somebody that once lent money to Reuven, and Reuven never paid him up, that's called the b'achayv of Reuven, he comes now, the Torah flame is Shimon. He wants to collect his money, so he goes down to the property that belonged to Reuven, and he sees it was sold to Shimon, so what? He has a right to take it away from Shimon. So lacha is, he takes it away from Shimon. So that's a lacha, that the b'achayv could take it away from Shimon. Now v'yosa Shimon, Shimon goes ahead, Ofai Sevizuzi. Shimon says, you know what? I want to keep this karkam. It means a lot to me. I'll pay you the money. Zachayv, how much did Reuven owe you? $100? And true, this karkam is also worth $100? I'll give you $100. So the kid says, Shimon lost $100 now. Shimon had to pay $100 for this field to the Baal Chayv of Reuven. Now, Dinahu, what's the halacha? The Yosu B'nei Reuven, the Yisaimim, like Reuven died, so his children, his Yisaimim come. The Amri Leila Shimon, they go to Shimon and tell like this. Anan mitalteli shavuk avun gabuch. What's going on here now, Shimon? What did you owe our father? You owed our father money because our father sold you the karka. Reuven sold the karka to Shimon, and Shimon didn't pay the $100. So Shimon owes $100 back to Reuven. So the Yashim tells Shimon, all that you owed our father really was the money. Now the locher is the mitalteli diyas milabal choiv loy mishtabdi. If the Yisraimim Yashim from the father Metalklim, or like money, the money is not Mishubed back to a Baal Chayv. The only thing a Baal Chayv has a right to come and take is property, is character. But Metalklim, things that are movable, or money, the Baal Chayv, the cloud, doesn't have a right to come and take it from the Yashim. So, therefore, what happened? Shimon lost out. So Shimon, the kids, lost his $100. Because Shimon paid up the $100 to the Baal Chayv that he didn't have to, he wasn't supposed to. If he would have given the character, okay. But he didn't give the karka, he just gave the $100 that he owed to Reuven, he gave it to the Baal Chayv of Reuven. Now the assignment saying, you did something you weren't supposed to. Who asked you to give away that money? That money was a mishubah for my father. So therefore, Shimon loses out. That should have been the halacha. Now the Yomar Rav schizmonates like this. Itikeach Shimon, and Shimon's going to be a smart person, he could say like this. Magvilhu Arya, let him pay up the assignment his karka. In other words, the Yisraimim are coming to Shimon and say, listen, you still owe our father $100. Who potted you? You have to pay our father $100. You have to pay him $100. So Rav is saying, be smart now, Shimon. Don't pay them up money, but rather give them back the karka. Give back this karka to the Yisraimim. Instead of paying them money, give them back karka. Now, when the Yisraimim gets the karka from Shimon, for hoda gover leminayu, and now you Shimon, you'll be able to collect the achrayis, the guarantee from this karka. In other words, really Shimon lost the property because now Shimon is giving it back to the Yisraimim. He lost his property, but he got it on a guarantee. The guarantee was the father's going to pay me. So now the question is, if the Yisraimim only has metalklim only money, they don't have to pay up anything from the father from metalklim, but from karka they do have to pay back. So here, when Shimon gives back this property, the karka, back to the Yisraimim, now the Yisraimim, like Yashar, this karka from their father, and when their father sold the karka to Shimon, it was with a guarantee that if taken away from you, I'll give it back to you. Therefore, Shimon now will go ahead and get back the karka from the Yisraimim. That was Rava's Eitzah. Now, Rav Yama Rava, if you care Shimon, Shimon will be a smart person, Magvil Lohu Arya, let Shimon, instead of paying up the money he owes them for the field, let him give back the field itself for the payment. So now the Yisraimim got karka from their father's Yerusha. For Hoda Gavul Eminayu. And now you, Shimon, you have a guarantee from Reuven that you get your money back from this property. So where did the Yerushim get anything from the father? This karka. Therefore you'll get it. Rav Yama Rav Nachman said like this. Yisraimim Shagavul Karka V'Chayv Asaviyim. If Yisraimim, when the father died, now people pay up a chayvus. They owe money to the father, so they pay back karka to the Yisraimim. Is a locha bal chayv chayzav gevroisam hen. Another bal chayv, if their father owed money to somebody else, They have a right to come to the Yorshim now and say, you just received property for your father, so that property is as if it belonged to your father, and your father owed us money. So we have a right to take away that property from the Yisraelim. That's Rav Nachman's halacha. So that's the same Eitzah Rav told to Shimon. Rav told to Shimon, if you're smart, pay off the property. So now the Yisraelim got property for their father, and now that the father has property, property is meshubed back to whoever his father owes. And here the father gave a guarantee on the karkaram, therefore he'll get back the property. And that's what Rav said. Now the karkaram is like this. If you're going to tell me, that whenever you pay off a chayv, or whenever you monayin mishabodim, we say it as if you had it right away. So therefore, what went on here now? Shimon originally took the karka from the father, and he didn't pay back the money. But he was an achrayus though. So we say now that when Shimon pays back the karka, we look as if the karka belonged to the Yisraelim all the way from before. It's as if the Yisraelim had this karka when the father was still alive. In other words, as soon as Reuven gave the karka to Shimon, we look as if this karka went back again to Reuven. So when Reuven was alive, we look as if the karka was in Reuven's hands. Therefore, we say that now Shimon has a right to take the karka again away from the Yisraelim. The command, the govern mechayin davuun dami, it's considered as if it was in the father's rishus when he was still alive. Eli yarmut, but if you're going to tell me, no, mikana la bohu goyva, that no, when you collect something because somebody owes you money and he doesn't pay you money, he pays you back property at the end, we say it's only considered from right now you own it, not from before. Or the zay here, when is Shimon giving back the property to Yisraelim? Way after the father died. So amai chayzav agayv oisam mehen, why is Rav Nachman's halacha right? That when the Yisraelim collect property from a chayv that they owe their father, we say somebody else could take away from the Yisraelim. For heavy command is zovin yasmei nichsidami. It should be considered like the Yisraelim went out and bought karka right now. If whenever you tell me somebody collects karka, like here true, the father lent somebody $100. That guy didn't pay back the father for 3 months later, and the father died by then. Now, at the end of the time, after 3 months, when they pay back karka, you're telling me don't consider like the karka belonged all the way before to the father, but rather just right now. Right now, when he pays back the karka, right now it belongs to them. So who's alive right now? Only the Yisraelim. The father's not here anymore. So this karka never belonged to the father. If this karka never belonged to the father, it only comes right now to the Yisraelim. Why did the Yisraelim have to give it away for another chayv of their father? It should be considered like Yisraelim buys karka. If somebody yashins his father, and with the money he goes now and buys karka, that karka is not meshubah teni chayv. It's like my karka. It has nothing to do with my father. When my father was alive, I didn't own the karka. I first received this property right now. If I got it right now, it's my property. The Yisraelim's own property is not mechuyev to pay back for the father's chayv. It's only the karka that belonged to the father, we say. The father, if it's the father's property and the father owns somebody money, it's meshubah to pay up that chayv. But if you're going to tell me whenever you collect property, you only get it right now, so the Yisraelim got it right now, the father is dead. So the Zohar is considered like the father bought property. So, if the Yisraelim will go out right now and buy property, is there such a halacha that if the father owed money to somebody else, that person has a right to collect it from the Yisraelim? Nothing doing. It's the Yisraelim's property. You don't have, a Yerush doesn't have a chiyuv to pay up his father's chayvus. You only have a chiyuv from the father's property. If you're Yash and Karka, so the Karka that belongs to your father, that's Meshubit for his chayvus, you have to pay back his chayvus. But if you own Yashin Karka, even though you buy Karka later, you have no chiv to pay back your father's chayvis. So if you're going to tell me every time you collect Karka, it's only considered like right now I got the Karka, why does the Yosem ever have to give this Karka away for the chayv? Like it's a kasha on Rav Nachman's halacha. What does Rav Nachman say? Yisoyim shagobu Karka b'chayvis avim, if the Yosem goes and collects Karka because somebody owed money to the father. So instead of paying the money, now they pay the Karka. He said that the Baal Chayv, if another person that their father owed somebody else money, that person, that Malva, could come and collect the Karka from the Yisraelim. The Kashmir is why? If you tell me, Mikan Lavo Goyva, when the Yisraelim collect the Karka, it's like they bought it right now. It had nothing to do with the father. So why did Rav Nachman say no? These Yisraelim still have to give away this Karka to the other Malva. This Lemilonek Abai, it's very good. If you learn the Mafreya who gave them, so whenever the Yisraelim collect the karka, we look as if all the way before belonged to the father. So look now, when the father was alive, the father owned this property. Therefore, this property is meshubet to the malva of the father. But you say, if Earth gets it right now, it's like nechosim di yoshim gam. There shouldn't be any chayv on it. So Gemara answers, that this is not a kash and rova. Shani hosim, it's here, it's different. To yom aluhu, we tell you like this. The same way you have to pay up your father, you also really right away had to pay it up to your father's Baal Chayv. The locher is mid Rav Nosson. This is the famous Rav Nosson's halacha. The Tanya, Rabbi Nosson Oiner, Rav Nosson says like this, Minayin l'noyshe b'chaver amona, if I owe somebody else $100, b'chavero b'chaveroi, and that person owes somebody else $100. So it goes, Reuven owes Shimon $100, Shimon owes Levi $100. In the locha shemotziyin mizeh, Levi has a right to go and collect the money straight from Reuven. Shemotziyin mizeh v'noisim lezeh. We don't say first Reuven has to pay the money to Shimon, and then Shimon pays the money to the Levi, but rather we say Levi says right away, Reuven, you owe it to Shimon, and Shimon owes it to me, so therefore Levi has a right away to go to the first one to Reuven and collect it from Reuven. That's Reb Nosson, that's called Shibud to Reb Nosson. That if I owe you, and you owe him, he has a right to come straight directly to me to collect the money from me. How do we know that? He has a posik. Talmudema, the posik says, V'nosan lasher osham loy. Talk about Hashem, if you made a shvua that you stole from somebody and you swore falsely, the lachri is you have to pay back the money to the one you stole it from, and you have to pay back a chaimish also. But the pasuk says osham loy, you have to pay back to the one that the keren osham here means the keren, the original money. Who does it belong to? Like it does, Rashi doesn't say to the one you took it from, but to the one that it belongs to. In other words, if you took money from Reuven, and really Reuven owed the money to Shimon, you don't pay back the money now to Reuven, but rather pay the money, Osham Lai, to the one that the money really belongs to originally, which is Reuven. So therefore, when you pay back money, you pay back to who the money really belongs to. That's Shibud to Reb Nosson. Therefore, here also, when the father, someone says, the father borrowed money from somebody, and then the father took that money and lent it out to somebody else. So that person now owes the money to the father, and the father owes the money to somebody else. So that somebody else has a right now when the father's alive, really, to collect the money from that person. So that's why here, even though the father dies, and the Yarshim the Chosim, they collect somebody, Reuven owes the father money. So instead of paying the father money, they pay back the karka. When that person, Reuven, pays the father the karka, we don't say it's like Yisraelim now bought new karka, but rather we say, since the father before also owed somebody else money, so that person has a right, like right then, to go to the original Shimon and get the money from him. So when that person gives the karka to the Yisraelim, we look as if that karka is still meshubid to the other malva. Because even when the father was alive, the malva has a right to go to the loiver of the father and say, you owe the father money, and the father owes me money, so therefore you have to give it straight to him. So when the father was alive, that malva had a right to take the money from the other loiver of the father. Therefore, it's not considered like new karka that the Yisraelim bought right now, but rather we say the shibud was chal still when the father was alive. So therefore, this here would not be a kash and rava. So we're still glide, and rava still holds his halacha. Rava holds whenever you collect karka from a chayiv, we only say mikana labohu gaivun. You only considered yours from the time you actually get the karka. And if you change your mind now, you have a right to change your mind. Tanan. Now we'll bring it right from our Mishnah. Tanan says in our Mishnah, Nochri shehilves Yisrael achemsei. If a goy lent money to a Yisrael before Pesach, he lends a Yisrael $100, and he tells the Yisrael, I want a mashkin, give me some security. So the Yisrael gives him his chometz. He says, here's $100 worth of chometz, hold on to it. He's a locher achara Pesach muta banor. After Pesach, we say that chometz is mutar banur. Why? Since the guy is holding on to it, or the Havamin, we don't even know the guy is holding on to it. Since it's a mashkin that the guy has a right to collect from that chometz, so therefore we say it's mutar banur. So the Havamin is the chometz is still in the Yisrael's Meshus. It's still by the Yisrael. Still we say, since the guy is going to collect. That after Pesach, when the guy goes back to the Yisrael and says, you owe me $100, and the Yisrael says, I don't have the money, keep my chametz. So now when the guy takes the chametz after Pesach, it's very good why this chametz is mutabah now. Why amtul hochi mutabano? It's very good. Why it's mutabano? Because we consider as if the guy owned the chametz all along. The guy gave the money to the Yisrael a week before Pesach. And now 2 weeks after Pesach is the time when the Yisrael is supposed to pay back the money. He doesn't have any money. So he says, the chametz that I made a mashkin, take it. So even though throughout Pesach, the Havamina was the chametz was in the Yisrael's house. But since we say, l'mafreyu gevam, when the guy goes and collects that chametz, we consider like it belonged to the guy all the way before, 2 weeks before Pesach, when he lent him the money. It's very good. Why? It's mutabano. Because it's goyish bread that was all over Pesach. It's mutabano. Eliyam, but according to Rav, it's very shvel. Eliyam et mikan labol goyvo. But if you can tell me, like Rav, no. When the guy goes now a week after Pesach and takes the bread away from the Israel, we consider like it belongs to the guy right now today. Am I mutabano? Why is that chametz mutabano? Rishus of the Israel have koi. It's in the Israel's rishus. It should be osabano still. The whole Pesach, it was in the Israel's rishus. So it's mamish chametz shover all of a Pesach. So why is it mutabano now? If mutabano means, true, the guy takes it. Let's say the guy will sell it to Yisrael as mutabanur. Why is it mutabanur? That's chomesh all over Pesach. It should be also banur. Have the Gemara hochiv am I asking the kesherinu etzloi? We're not talking about that the chomesh stayed in the guy's in Yisrael's rishus, but rather the mashkin was that the Yisrael took it and gave it to the guy. So the guy had it in his house zol Pesach. That's pshat according to Rava. So the Gemara lemikatanoi. Good. Let's say now the machlokes Rava and Abai is the machlokes tanoim. Why? Zalacha Yisrael shehil v'lenochri alchemsoi. If a Yisrael lends money to a guy and he wants a mashkin back from the guy, so the guy gives him his chametz back for a mashkin. So the Yisrael has the guy's chametz now. It la'achra Pesach after Pesach ain't a oivim. He's not oivim. There's no bayiro bayimotzei. Even though the Yisrael had like a mashkin, so what? Still we say the mashkin, the chametz belonged to the guy the whole time, and the Yisrael is not over. Mishum Rabbi Meir Amar Oiver. Rabbi Meir says no, that the Yisrael is Oiver by Yerob by Motzei. I, the whole time the Chometz is by the Goy, is my lab walking if Lugil. According to this Machlokes, it's like this. The Ma'as Sabal of Mafreyu Goyver, Rabbi Meir that says the Yisrael is Oiver by Yerob by Motzei, is considered like, Le Mafreyu belong to you. So the Yisrael lent the money to the Goy, and the Goy said, I have a Mashkin for Chometz. So even though he first gives the Chometz 2 weeks after Pesach, we consider Le Mafreyu as if the Chometz always belonged to the Yisrael. Therefore, he's over by Yerob by Motzei, he's also by Nono. Umasov, a Tanakama holds no, Mikan Lobohu Goyver. That's when the Yisrael collects the Chometz after Pesach, now it's considered the Yisrael's. But before that, it belonged to the Goy, therefore, there's no by Yerob by Motzei. So, where the Machlekes are by Yerob, it's a Machlekes Anoyim. So, the Marvet Tisbris, could this be true? Is this the Svarom? Aim a Sefer. What does the Sefer say about this Alochom? The opposite way. Avo Nochri Shilvali Yisrael. A Goy lent money to a Yisrael. Al Chemsoi, he told the Yisrael, I want a security. So the Yisrael said, good, I'll give you my chametz. Is la'achra Pesach, after Pesach him, divrei ha'kol over. Everybody holds la'achra Pesach, you can talk over, it is called chametz. Shavu over Pesach, that the chametz is also banur. So what's this case here clearly? That a goy lent money to Yisrael, and the Yisrael said, I'm going to give you back a security. So the Yisrael made the mashkin back to the goy. Still we say, similar like in the Yisrael's reshus, and here it's over. So Chura's Kashrus is why? For if can be boilei. If you want to say one says the Mafreyu Goyver, here it should be mutter then. Because here's the opposite way. The Goy gave the money to the Yisrael, and the Yisrael said, I'm giving you security my chametz. So when the Goy takes the chametz 2 weeks after Pesach, according to Abayi's Svara, the Mafreyu Goyver, we should look as if this bread always belonged to the Goy. So it should be mutter banor. Why do you say here no, everybody holds the sauce of banor? So where it's like this. If chami boilei, what leman? It should be just the opposite. Leman diyam hasim ainu oiver hocher oiver. Because there, you say lemafreyu goiver. There, it was mutter, because it belonged to the goy. Here, it should be over. It belongs to the Israel. And leman diyam hasim oiver hocher ainu oiver. The Torah should be just the opposite. So, what do you have to say? So, what's the pshat here?